This is what, episode 34 of season 2?
Not on YouTube.
Not on YouTube, yeah. We are on a strict every other episode schedule.
We don't have the budget to get back on the YouTube.
We don't.
Running out the cameras, running out the studio.
It's tough, you know. But
the sponsor's not gonna pay us anymore. Wendy's, yeah, and Chick-fil-A.
Man, it's tough. I mean, because you got to get a sponsor to be able to do that, and when people don't want to, you know, cooperate, you got to make adjustments.
I went to Wendy's 2 nights ago.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And it was so frustrating again. Because there's only one person's working at the cashier. Yar,
was it driving your nuts?
It was driving me nuts, baby.
Great.
Get more employees, please.
Yeah.
That's my PSA.
Go work at Wendy's if you want, I guess.
Yeah, I bet they're hiring.
I mean, if they don't have any employees, they're probably hiring, right? that's usually how that works. But yeah.
Probably. Man, episode 34, Tuesday.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought we were gonna do this episode in person. Which I mean, you know, by the way, shout out to all the audio listeners, man, because obviously, you know, this has been our main stake. You know, we're not like we're a podcast, you know, so it's shout out to the audio, you know. We're not like a YouTube show like your
right.
Insert example here that I can't think of, because the only thing I watch on YouTube are Rodney Hood highlights.
what's your YouTube feed looking like right now? Mine goes through lots of stages.
I there was some funny stuff on there the other day. I almost sent it to you.
Ever since we did the kids bracket tournament challenge thingy cartoons.
Not even kidding.
Seen all those Arthur Savage moments, and
dude, I just opened it up
for 30 straight.
I just opened it up just to see what the first one was. It's a video called, it has 16 million views from 6 years ago. It's called "My Math Teacher Yelling." So
I have a couple. I want to see if mine pulls up.
So yeah, that's what my feed is looking like. But yeah, no. But basically, I was just gonna say, like, you know, we are audio first, obviously. So thank you to everyone, you know, who's watched the YouTube videos and whatnot. But yeah, I was hoping to do this in person, and then, you know, we got a little distracted there. I was thinking, you know, we were gonna like link up for this, and so in preparation I wrote something for the intro music, like you know how I was like, oh, let me freestyle, and then like, I don't want to say I like impressed myself, but like,
it was
like,
you impressed me, man. Like, that's pretty good.
I was like, oh, hey, maybe that's like a fun thing I could like do, you know, especially because we only have like 3 episodes left. yeah, literally. I figured, you know, why not like prepare something? So then I prepared something, and then, you know, we obviously were like, hey, man, let's
you
know.
Can still do it. I can still hear you. I can still see you.
I know. I just
like,
feel like it might just be a little bit different over the.
Of course, it's gonna be different. Thing, the vibes, you know? Are still gonna be here, bro.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, we'll, not maybe. You're doing it.
See, I'm doing
you're,
it.
You're,
okay.
You're letting everyone. You can't just hype that up and say not this time. Like, you got to do this.
I guess that's a fair point, man. But
are we doing it right now? We could do it right now. Get over.
I was gonna say like, you know, maybe to like give them something to look forward to, you know, keep them coming back for next time. You know what
I mean?
Well,
you can also do one next time, or I can write one next time. We could take turns writing that.
Yeah. I just feel like it's a little cringy when it's not in person. So I'm going to save it, but just know next week, cause you know, every other week, next week, come back for episode 35. I'll have something good. Which is really funny, because I'm gonna have to rewrite it, because the first rhyme is episode 34. so I'm gonna have to switch up a couple lines, but yeah, I just thought it was, you know, it was a good little thing.
All right, we'll stay tuned next time, which will hopefully be on YouTube. That's a pattern.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another episode back on YouTube. Speaking of which, go check out last week's episode 33. Called, what is it called, Tayson? Showering with Superman. That's what it's called.
Spider-Man.
Dang it.
What's really funny is when you said that.
I am Superman.
it was really funny when you said it. You were like, what is it called? I was like, oh, I don't know. I did.
Man, overall, great episode.
I did really enjoy that one. I'm not gonna lie. In my opinion. Like, in the moment, obviously, it's great, but I think it's one of our, I mean, the YouTube stuff so far has been like that, like the re-listening factor has been like very high for the YouTube stuff. But I feel like the rewatch value of that last episode, season 2, episode 33, showering with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I feel like it's like I keep.
Sorry.
Keep talking.
Somebody call
the ambulance. I just feel like it's just really funny, and there's the one clip that I posted that I
it's
the funniest thing in the world.
I guess you haven't plugged that whole thing yet, so yeah, maybe don't follow just, yet.
Well, I'm just letting, if people find it, they can find it, but until then, yeah. But no,
follow our TikTok, Random Talk.
I think it's funny. I want to not necessarily like reenact it, but I just like I would love to just like be there again, you know what I mean, like be back in the moment. Like, that was just so hilarious.
That was good.
What, and good times. And it was really interesting because I mean, I don't know, we're gonna check out episode 34 where all we do is talk about episode 33. Like, it was just really fun, you know. That was our first time recording, you know, like together in person without a guest. And so there was a little bit of like uncertainty, you know, like, how's this gonna go? You know, we can't just like rely on Scooby to be there for us to make fun of, to like get by for the next couple of minutes, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little too relentless in my bullying of those close to me. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's understood that it's just a fun little gag. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. Good bit. Yeah, go check that out. Is one of my, I think, because sometimes not all of our episodes are the greatest. Like, there's sometimes between like, you know, each episode, which is like the best of each, and maybe where the title comes from. But that one had so many title options, and that had so many, like, it was just like, I don't know how long it ended up being, like an hour and 60 minutes or something. Check that, but it was like all around just a good one. So go listen to that and watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, and 1 hour and 16 minutes and that's 18 cool. seconds.
Woo! So. An hour and 16, 18 minutes less of vibes.
Shout out to that episode. Yeah.
Let's get that intro music.
Let's do it, man.
5, 4, 3.
Should I do it? Should I just 2, go?
You should just 1, go. Improv okay. on the spot.
0, all engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I couldn't think of anything.
Ah, come on. I was ready.
I know. I was too. I apologize.
That was just awkward.
I love like completely defeating the purpose of having intro music just by talking over it the whole time.
I know.
Welcome back to the Random Talk Podcast. my name is Matthew. Let's get things going.
Man, I want to actually talk about the first thing that I feel like I kind of left out, episode 33. I wrote down in my notes afterwards because I was like, ah, dang, I forgot to mention that. You know, I talked about how I, you know, had like dyed my hair again, right? You're good. See, bro, holding the mic is so fun, bro. Anyways, so I talked about how, you know, I like dyed my hair again, whatever. But what I wanted to mention was like, you know, because it ended up turning into this like really like self-motivating, like be yourself or whatever, which is great. And I mean, like, yeah, obviously, like I still stand by that and everything.
Wear your own socks. Like,
exactly. Wow. but yeah, no, of course. But what I wanted to mention, because I thought it was kind of a funny story. So, I mean, I don't know when I decided I wanted to do red specifically, but like, you know, I'd kind of been like ready to like, you know, dye it again, basically. And I was just going through TikTok, right? And I came across this video. It was like somebody had made, like they were singing the Celine Dion song, My Heart Will Go On. I don't know if you're familiar, but it's like, I love that song.
Wherever
and somebody had like duetted it, and I'm not very good at telling the story, but basically it was just like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And
someone
and,
duetted the song
and like sang with, you know, with the guy or whatever. So, and she had like the coolest bright red hair, and it just like, I was just like, hey.
So that was.
Yeah, and that was like kind of later at night, and then like the push I woke factor. Up, and then like yeah, exactly, and then I woke up the next day, ran to the store, and here I am now. I just thought that was kind of, I mean, like it's not like I just saw that and I was like my whole inspiration. Like I already kind of wanted to do red, but like that was the tipping. I guess it's the tip of the iceberg, but not really.
Tip of the seesaw.
Tip of the seesaw. yeah, that was the straw that broke my camel's back. The straw that dyed my hair. Anyways, I don't know. It's not like an important story or anything. I just thought it was really cool. And if I find the video, I'll send it to you because it was really cool. And I cried.
Oh,
I didn't cry, but I probably could have if I watched it a few more times.
Are you a person to cry over like movies and stuff? Like, actually, in the theaters, you ballin'.
Not in the theaters, and I didn't even realize this until like a couple weeks ago. I was watching
Inside Out, The Hug, bro.
The Hug, bro. Having tears. No, it was actually. It might have been Rio. I don't know. I watched.
Oh,
like,
we talked about Rio last time.
Yeah. But like that week, I watched so many movies for no reason. But like it was. I'm. You know. I might be like blurring the lines here, but it was one of those like just. Silly little like Disney movies, whatever, like the animated little joints. If it was Rio, I was, you know, like,
oh my,
man, it was beautiful.
Wow,
I didn't cry, but I was just like, man, like, if I was, you know, like, if I was somebody else, I'd be crying right now. But I just don't have it in me. I try not to cry too much in movies, just because I don't usually watch movies alone. Like I'm usually like no,
good,
but like
good.
Like
that's like, always healthy.
Well, like in the theater, I'm never alone. But like, if, like even just like at my house or whatever, like if I'm not alone, you know, I'm not about to just be the one who's just like, oh, guys, it's so beautiful. Well, I mean, like if I'm watching movies by myself, which I don't do, but I'll probably shed a tear if it's the right movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And if like, you're alone, you just gotta let it out.
Yeah.
Those people in the movie theaters that overreact to everything, shut up. Like, seriously.
For real.
You don't need to, like,
like, bro, they invented watching movies, man, at your house for people like you.
Exactly. So sit down in your big Joe cushion and shut up. At home. Not with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we already cued the intro music, so we don't need that anymore.
Oh dang! Guess we gotta.
Guess we gotta
find something else to talk about.
I have something to say. Please. Unless you want to keep talking. Were you done with your story? I don't want to cut you off. You're not done.
I was just saying. Like, actually, no. Here, closing thought.
Closing paragraph.
Don't be afraid to cry at a good movie. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Like, gotta. gotta be in touch with your emotions, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, hey, if it's not the time or place, then don't feel pressured, but like at the same time, like appreciate the art, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, you can go.
I'm not a crier. Like, and it's hard for me to cry at animated.
Mm-hmm.
Real movies, you know what I mean?
I don't know, bro. I
didn't cry over Big Hero
6. I get in no at like the end when he was like, when they were like in like the other like dimension or whatever, he was like floating away. He was like
the opposite of like, a hug.
he was like go, and I was like, oh no, he's gonna die. But then he doesn't, and then they all live happily ever after. Oh my gosh, best movie ever!
Wow, we might need
just
to
kidding.
Do the Disney bracket picture,
Big Hero 6, my new favorite movie. That is a good movie. I haven't seen it in a while though, probably because I was like, oh, it made me cry. I can't watch it. I don't know. I get invested in movies, bro. That's why I don't watch a lot of them, because it's like a real. It takes an emotional toll on me to sit through a movie. Are there any that you're like excited about? You know, that are like coming out soon. Are you like hyped for some movies?
I'm not a big movie person. I'm not one to just get hype for movies and like go watch them in the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Like I can't. Frozen 2, I think, was the last movie I watched in the movie theater.
Yeah.
When did that come out? Just before COVID?
Yeah, actually.
So I haven't.
Whoa.
I don't really like movie theaters, honestly.
Me neither, bro. I got bad memories. I don't really want to. I don't really want to share them on the show. All I'm gonna say is.
Before.
Yeah.
And then all I'm gonna say out.
Is the past is in the past. But yeah. I'm not afraid to let out things from my body when they don't need to be in there anymore. Whether that's tears or other things, who knows? I don't know what I'm gonna say.
last thoughts about movie theaters. I feel like it's. I think I brought this up before, but if you're inviting me to hang out and you're like, "Let's go watch a movie," I'm like, politely deny that. Like, let's something else.
The only time we can hang out and watch a movie is when we're watching Scooby-Doo Saturday.
That's right. Let's get that.
And we're doing it on an Instagram FaceTime. And we're watching the Scooby-Doo Batman collab.
Best collab out there, honestly.
That was lit, dude.
We need to do that again. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Anyways, I have a what's the point thing here. A segment we started couple episodes
Let's
ago.
Go.
Haven't done it since. But I have a what's the point.
Hey, that's just because we've been seeing the purpose in things, you know?
That's right. Our eyes have been opened.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's cue a what's the point sound effect.
What's the point?
That's just a hilarious note, bro.
I'm working on the hot take one, so stay tuned.
Okay.
For the hot take sound effect.
Awesome. But anyways, what is your what's the point?
Now, I might sound really dumb for saying this.
Well,
just because I don't have this particular thing, but like, why? What's up with like dog years? You know, like how old is your dog? Oh, he's 35. Like, why not say? Like, what's the point of, like, because isn't dog years, like, 7, like, every 7 years?
So instead of 35, why isn't he just 5?
What's the point?
Do people say that?
Yes, I'm pretty like, sure.
Do people use dog years when they're talking about...
Every time I've ran into a dog, he's just barking. Every time. Then he takes over his mom's Instagram, like, dog account. Screw you!
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like most people are like, oh, yeah, no, my dog's like 2.
No way, bro. You know? I've never once. Really?
Well, I mean, I guess for the people I'm talking to, what's the point of dog years if you're not going to use them?
Yeah, well, like,
but,
they're like, oh, he's 45 in dog years. I'm like, just say the age, okay? Just say
bro,
the age.
Bro, he's 9?
that's my... Also, I have another what's the point as well. So yeah. I am fired up this week.
What's the point?
You Menz is questioning everything.
What's the point of flies? Like, why do they exist?
That's actually a really good one, especially because I saw a fly earlier today, and it was like, no pun intended, but it was just bugging me. Like, it was just annoying, bro.
I know. It's so annoying. Except Fly Guy. Shout out Fly Guy.
What was his name? Mr. Fly Boy.
Fly Guy. Oh, man. Yeah. The high five there or whatever. But flies are just annoying. Like, they just run
what
into you all the time.
What purpose do they serve and they just, in the like, ecosystem, bro?
Exactly. I want to know. Because if they're doing just if they're just existing to bug us, what's
yeah,
the point?
Like, that's the whole like argument for spiders is like
exactly.
Yeah, but they eat so many other bugs. It's like good for the environment.
I'm just like, bro, what about flies? they don't do anything. They just eat
and
like
and then they just die like and then there's dead on your windowsill for 3 months
for like 2 days.
Oh man, except Fly Guy, he's living. He's living his life.
Fly Guy
Anyways,
will live forever.
That's my what's the point I've noticed
speaking
this week.
Speaking of people that will live forever, bro, Bill Nye. not to just talk about all the same stuff that we talked about last week, but like spiders, Bill Nye. I don't even know. Man. I love Bill
that's
Nye.
So funny. Shout out Charity Nye.
Yeah.
Bill Nye's daughter we found out.
Yeah, Bill Nye does have he did pass on the genes, which is crazy, bro.
DNA genes.
Imagine being Charity Nye. Is she married?
Hey.
Oh man. He's looking it up. What's good, Charity?
Oh man, I really hope so. I mean, I hope not. I mean, no. Let's see.
I mean, you're 18 now.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. Is she married?
She was in a what? Man. Whoa. No way. She was born in 2003. She's 17.
What? In that picture, she looked at least 25 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way, bro.
Oh, that might be his wife in the picture.
Oh, then why would it say Charity Nye next to it?
Because I think this is the picture I sent you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she is looking a lot older than 17. So I'm thinking that's his wife.
Charity Nye, bro. Look her up on Instagram.
Charity Nye, bro. Hold on.
What is going on here on the road? Dude, podcast?
There's literally, I'm sorry, we can cut this out.
But no, this is good.
There's literally a table of contents about all of her information.
On Wikipedia.
One of the categories is boyfriend. And then, because it's like eye color brown, hair color dark oxygen. Brown, boyfriend. And then it just says single. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah!
Charity Night, what's up? My name's Tayson.
Hey, introduce yourself really fast. Give us
man,
movie,
you know, I'm 18. I like to chill. I love your dad. I feel like we could be good friends.
To that wedding.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How you doing? Anyways.
Oh my goodness.
I'm pretty cool. I feel like I could hang out with Charity Night.
I agree. Let's cool, do it, man. Fall 21 checklist.
What's your IG, bro?
We'll tag her right on TikTok of this clip if she has one. That's low-key kind of funny.
I love that for me, bro. Let's on go. Her,
on your feet, bro.
Charity Night, let's get her on the show, man.
and then let's get her dad on the show because that's what really matters.
Let's get them both, bro. Let's do an episode live from the Nye house, man. That'd be sick.
Nye laboratory.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to be a Nye, bro. That'd be sick.
Charity Nye, if you're out there tasting shooting a shot right now. So
dude, yeah.
The ball is in your court.
Yeah, exactly. I had a friend in elementary school whose last name was Nye. I don't think there's any relation though.
I think I know who you're talking about, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Mm. Charity Nye.
Charity Nye, man.
That is so random. What the heck?
Man.
All right.
Shout out to Charity too. Like, what a great cause. Like but yeah. Man, what a great thing that was.
You guys can name your kid Iggy.
Yeah, for sure. Probably has a serious passion for geology. I know I do.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of TikTok.
Speaking of TikTok.
Have you seen, I don't know why this is popping up on my FYP, but the Wiggles? The Wiggles are on TikTok. Okay. I don't know if you remember the Wiggles. Because I forgot about them. Do you know who the Wiggles are, Tayson?
I sincerely apologize. But
bro, what? There's no way.
No. I know the Wiggles, but I'm saying if this is Charity Nye. Bro.
Oh, you're still distracted on Charity Nye. Oh, this guy, bro. This guy's bro, distracted on something else.
If that's who it is next in talking the point.
Yo, send it to me.
Bro.
For low key. This is kind of awkward. Sorry, Charity, if you're listening to this. Or anyone listening to this.
Yeah, no, please cut that out. We'll just have this as a memory for us. But no. Yes. No, I do. I am familiar with the Wiggles. What's going on?
Did you watch a lot of Wiggles growing up?
No, but
you know of them.
Everybody knows the Wiggles, man.
Right. They're just popping up on my For You page, bro. And so I just think it's
like the actual Wiggles, or like
the Wiggle, like its official account of the Wiggles.
The Wiggles are on TikTok?
I know, bro.
That's hilarious.
And like I just think it's funny how like a mom just gives her phone to like her kid to quiet down, scrolling through TikTok, watching Wiggles on TikTok. That's what it's come to nowadays.
Bro, that's just what watching... I do. Except you know what I'm watching? Bill.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Oh man, that is funny. But yeah, Wiggles are TikTok, and I think it's funny.
That is really funny. I feel like I've seen some, not I was gonna say some weirdos, but just like people you wouldn't expect to see on TikTok. You're just like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. But yeah,
thanks for hopping on. I will say,
I'm not gonna shout them out specifically because I know they listen to the show. I'm not gonna call them out, but I did
see the NBA listens to our show.
I did see one of my friends pop up on my TikTok For You page. Like it was just like one of their videos, and I laughed so hard, not because the video was funny. It wasn't funny, but
he's
like
not funny. He or she's just not.
But
funny.
I was just like, holy cow! Like I mean, like. Known since like elementary school type thing. That's as specific as I'll get. But yeah. So if you're out there and you know me and you're making TikToks and you listen to the show, just know, I see you. Just kidding.
How many? This is like a weird thought here. You know how like some like people just like take selfies on all the time, and, like take photos. How many photos do you think you're accidentally in, like in the background or like?
Ooh.
Or like how many Snapchats have you been in when you're not the one? I don't have Snapchat, I'm not saying that.
Just like in the back or whatever.
Yeah, like in your camera roll, like you're just like a random guy in someone's camera roll. Like, how many? It's gotta be a pretty big number, you know.
Well, I mean, and that's true just because like if you go in like your own camera roll and you go look at like all the funny all the people randos. In the background, like that's like that's a whole person, you know?
Yeah. I just think it's because, like, 2 years ago, junior year, I'm just sitting in this class and like everyone is just taking pictures and Snapchatting, and I'm just sitting in the middle of it. I'm like, I'm trying not to like get in the camera, like not that I'm camera shy. I just don't want to be in the photo, you know.
Well, cool.
What I mean?
Well,
and so it's can you like I understand you guys are besties, but like mm-hmm. I'll just move that way, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I don't know.
No, weird thoughts. I actually kind of the funny thing about me is like I just have a really good like eye for the camera. Like I just I have like a sixth sense magnet. Or something. I guess it's my fifth sense because you know I'm already down one.
But it's a substitute for the
I just feel like I just know when there are like cameras going around, and so I'm just like I'm always like, you know, like I feel mm-hmm. like somebody could like snap a picture and I would just be like
pose for the camera.
Caught in the back. Well, it's just really funny because like I just imagine like the person who like that gets sent to or whatever is like
just like, sees it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like responding. They're just like, who's that in the back? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. Man. Yeah. Well, this has been
a long story short. If you're trying to sneak a quick pic of me, I see you.
I see you. Just get my autograph too.
Yeah. Why not? I'm famous.
Dude, I had to, you know, fill out some paperwork for my job, you know?
Yeah.
First time doing that in my life.
And yeah.
A lot of signatures had to be signed.
Which is a good thing that you established your flow so early.
Right, establish your flow.
Because now you can just go, you know?
I will say, it is kind of, you know, when someone's watching you do it, you kind of forget how to do it sometimes. You're like...
That...
I get a good flow, but sometimes there's a little pressure to get the flow right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like that's so true in, like, just, like, a million different ways, you know? Just, like, because, for example, I guess let's get into this story time.
Let's do it.
The other day, I want to say maybe Wednesday morning, I got up. you know, I was feeling good. I was feeling good about myself. I was
slid
like,
into
hey,
Charity Knight's DMs. You know what I mean?
I was like, hey man, you know, I'm gonna go play basketball. So I got up, and, you know, I'm like feeling good.
Is this the geezer story?
This is the geezer story. Woo! So I get to the park, and I just, you know, I just start playing around. You know, I'm like, I'm just trying to get warm, get in the flow of things. And eventually nothing interesting happens. Yeah. I just like, you know, I get going. I'm feeling pretty hot. I'm in a good place.
Mitchell just walks up to him.
I'm making a lot of shots. And then all of a sudden, these two grandparents and their granddaughter pull up. I'm assuming that's the relationship. I don't know for sure.
That's
safe. Yeah.
There.
So they pull up, and they're kind of like over off to the side, you know, like, just like playing catch or something.
throwing 95 year old. I know, throwing 95 yards.
Throwing 95 year old fastballs.
Fastballs.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. So they're just like kind of doing their thing, and eventually like the granddaughter and the grandma like go off, and like, you know, they're like talking or playing or doing something. And then like the grandpa just kind of like moseys on over.
The grandpa?
We do. He introduces himself, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
So for now, Grandpa walks over, and you know,
old,
I mean,
geezer boy.
It's just funny that you're like, you know, like I forget how to do stuff when like people are watching me or whatever, because like, you know, I'm feeling good, you know, I'm doing things really well, everything's going great, and then he like kind of walks over, and like, once I kind of get it in my head, I'm like, hey, dude, he's watching me. I mean, like,
yeah, you can feel the stares.
Like, there's nothing else going on here that's remotely interesting. Like, I am the whole, like, star attraction. Uh-huh. So I just, like, get it in my head, and I'm just like, he's watching me. And so, like, you know, I'll be honest, I missed a couple of easy ones, you know, kind of.
Hey, man, the pressure is there for sure.
Maybe like 3 out of 4 that I probably should have, you know, knocked those down. And I feel like in this moment he's getting real confident, you know, because he's got his little ball. He's like shooting on the other hoop,
oh, yeah,
or whatever. He's like, oh, I'm making stuff. He's missing stuff. Like, I still got it. You know what I'm saying? So he comes up, and he's like, oh, hey man, like, you want to play a game of horse? And I was like,
That's such like an old grandpa thing to do. Not a game of 21, just a game of horse.
Game of horse. And I was like, oh yeah, no, of course, man. And so like I go, and I like, you know,
he's like, let's play some poker after this.
Yeah, for sure. So I go and like get like a drink of water or whatever, so I'm like ready to go. I'm like,
right,
I'm
refreshed.
Like, gotta get in the game.
Gotta
mindset.
Get in the zone to beat,
yeah,
this old geezer.
Yeah. So I go like get my water, I'm like walking back over. He's like, I don't even remember what he said. It was like really funny. He's like, oh, you know, I used to like did some real old,
yeah,
guy thing,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh,
I used to drop 35, 10, and 12 back in my AAU days.
Yeah. So his name is Jeff, or at least that's how he introduced himself to me.
There's,
he could have been
Jeff
lying.
On the Wiggles.
Yeah. So he's like, what's up, man? My name's Jeff. He'd say it like that. But yeah, no. So we get kind of, you know, accommodated, we get a little friendly, and what he says to me that really gets me going, he's like,
I'll let you go first.
And I was just like,
mistake made.
No, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not that kind of guy who's like, you know, like, oh, don't you ever, you know, belittle me or else I'm gonna have a real short temper and I'm like, get after you. Like, I don't care. But like, when it's in like a competitive situation, like, come on, bro.
This grandpa wants to smoke.
Come on, bro. I'm thinking this man needs to be shown what's good, you know? So I do go first, and I mean, I'm just lights out against this guy. Like, I mean, I took no prisoners. And the funniest part was like, I, you know, I like beat him that first game, and he goes over and talks to his wife. He's like, oh, you know, do we like have like more time, or do we like need to go now? Do we have like, mm-hmm, 5 more minutes? And she was just like, oh, you know, you're fine. Keep playing. He was just like, you want to go for another round? And I was just like, it's like the fact that he was saying this, like, after completely destroying me. I mean, the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, imagine. I just came on here. Guys, I got beat by an old guy. But no. So he, like, comes back. And I'm just like, no way you want this smoke. So, like, and that was kind of the funny thing is I was like, should I, like, take it easy on him or whatever? Yeah, but I was like, I was like, bro,
respect your elderly.
he said, go first. So, you know, I had to show him what's up. And it was just really funny because, like, you know, his, like, family was right there. And yeah.
You're going to disappoint the grandchildren if grandpa doesn't win.
Basically. So long story short, I beat up on some old dude, some basketball.
Shout out Jeff, though.
Huge shout out Jeff, man. Great guy. And it was funny because he was like, do you come here, like, around this time, like, every day? I was like, I mean, I'd like to.
Now he's setting up appointments.
it was just really funny because, like, that was, like, my first day in a while, you know, like, going or whatever. I was like, I mean, like, you know, sure. Like, I mean, I feel like it'd be fun or whatever. He was like, oh, that's cool. Maybe we'll, like, see you again tomorrow. And I was just like, this guy.
Did you go back tomorrow?
No, I didn't. Oh. I'd like totally slept in or whatever. And I was just like, at this point, like, I don't even want to go. Like, it's going to be too hot when I get there or whatever.
I think if that guy lives close or goes there often, you need to, like, become good friends with Jeff. Get him on the pod.
Okay.
Or say, hey, every just pick a day, like, every Friday morning, weekly geezer ball, for real. But yeah, that's funny, man. I want to ask a question. Doesn't have to be when playing against old people, but, like, if someone challenges you to, like, a game of pig or horse, and, like, you're first, are you taking it easy? Like, are you going mid-range, or are you stepping back and hitting a three?
Well, that was the thing about him is, like about Jeff, is I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, let me go first. But then, at the same time, I was like, I'm going to start off light, not because, like, you know, I, like, feel bad or whatever, but just because, like, you know, I'm just because I don't want to go put in all this energy first shot of the thing or whatever, you know? So, like, I'll just start off chill, just kind of get a feel for things, you know, especially, like, see what I'm making, see what I'm not. But I think really, I mean, probably about, like, 2-3 letters in. About that old R range. That's when I'm just like, well, no, probably more closer to R to S. I'm just like letting loose. I'm just like, I don't care anymore. Let's finish this. I'm done. Like, yeah, that's kind of the other thing.
Well, cool.
I don't know, like, how often you, like, just randomly will, like, for example, like, play one-on-one with, like, some, you know, like, stranger or whatever. But do you feel like you are, like, in that sort of circumstance, do you feel like you're more the type to, like, kind of like, put the feelers out? Or are you just like in your bag, like, right out the gate?
If it's a complete stranger and he's like 1v1, because, you know, sometimes you just play at the park, you know, and he's there and I'm learning 1v1, you know, I think the first shot I try to score on him layup or mid-range, and then if he's, like, bigger or taller than me, which it's probably 95% of the time he is, or she, you know, I don't know, but I would usually step back and go for threes, because I'm more better at those than driving, I think.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting.
From talk, post-game talk.
Like, I'm just personally, like, I find myself to be, like, kind of the opposite, because, like, 95% of the time I'm the bigger, taller one or whatever.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
But I don't know. I feel like I do find myself, like, settling for a lot more threes, especially, like, when I don't know the person.
Well, if they're giving you space and they're not shoot the heck out of it, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to kind of, like, if nothing else, just to, like, get some reps in, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to get shots up or whatever. But
shot right there.
No, I mean, I definitely, I don't know if it's me taking it easy, But like I will, you know, like I will prefer to go to like maybe like a step back or something rather than trying to like Euro step my way to the basket or something, you know. But
This has been the breakdown of pickup basketball here in the show.
Yeah, because I remember like the last time I got challenged, but like the last time like somebody like my age came up to me and was like, yo, do you want to like do one-on-one? I was like, yeah, for sure. And then like homie was not holding back and I was just like, okay, like I didn't realize this was like your NBA tryout right now.
Exactly. Those guys are just so like the worst.
I didn't realize Quinn Snyder was over on the bench watching, but but yeah, no. So like in that instance, I'm gonna be like, okay, yeah, I'm not just gonna let you like go and do that without, you know.
Oh yeah, and then you start getting beef with these guys, and
exactly, but
and that's when punches are thrown. And
but usually the older stuff for me, I tend to find like I tend to feel like a pressure to like, you know, like play the right way or whatever, you know what I mean? Cause like with old guys is they'll be like, what are you doing shooting from way out there or whatever? Like, you know, you're so much taller than me or whatever. Use your body. Shut up.
They're giving
you
pointers and stuff.
Like I get it, you know, I'm like tall compared to you, but like if I was like playing competitively, I'm literally a point guard. Like I'm literally on the small side, like, you know, but
you know what drives me just I'm not when I'm playing with a group of people like 5v5 or 3v3 or something. When I'm playing with a group of people that I may know like one or two, but the rest are like are strangers, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like very quiet. Like I don't talk at all. Like during the games, like
same.
I'm just very to myself, very quiet. And I hate the people, like because I'm not gonna play defense down low. Like I'm up top, you know. I hate the people that are down low and like they're like even on the wing, like and I'm up. Get up on him. And I'm like, bro, he just crossed half court. Shut up. Like this happened like a couple months ago. I was playing with my brother's friends and this kid who's like 14 years old is, you know, down in the on the wing area and he's like, get up on him. And I'm like, dude, stop telling me how to guard this guy because I can play defense. And that just drives me insane. Like the people who like try to coach you. And that, you know, they're like, I'm better than you, so shut up. Anyways, that's that's just
I think insane. I mean there are definitely just better ways to go about that in terms of communicating, you know, without coming off like some idiot who's like, you know, knowing everything or whatever. But yeah,
like there's no coaches to hear you like be the loudest in the gym, so shut up.
He's like some guy walks in, he's like, I'm really impressed with his ability to lead his team.
I like it.
Yeah, no, yeah, but
oh, man. Have you heard of, this is random, but on the topic of sports here.
It's called Random Talk.
The Bishop Sycamore team. Have you heard? Yes. I wrote it down. I'm like, I don't know if Jason knows about this.
Yeah, no, of course, this, man. But, of course.
Oh, it is so funny.
Hilarious.
Like the memes that have come for it, like come from it, it's like, oh, where's your girl at? Oh, she plays over at Bishop Sycamore and all that stuff. Oh, bro, man, that's so funny. Like, imagine, like, faking your way onto ESPN. Like, that's clutch.
Like, I just got nothing but respect, man. That's awesome. Like, that was that was just like the really funny thing. It was like the Patriots like cut Cam Newton or whatever. And, like, like first thing I saw was like
Bishop Sycamore QB.
it was like Cam Newton transfers to Bishop Sycamore. No, that's funny.
Oh man, anyways, that's just world news right there.
Yeah, that was like I guess kind of speaking in that same vein, like J.R. Smith is going back to college, and well, not back because he was drafted out of high school, so he still had his like eligibility or whatever.
So weird to me, dude.
So he went back and he's like on the golf team for I don't even know what school it is, but he's literally because he's a great golfer. And and I was just like, bro,
it's like imagine
he was like on the basketball team, bro. he just like leads them to the freaking championship.
First time in franchise history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never made the tournament before. J.R. Smith gets on the team, dropping 40 a game.
Probably more than that. Mm-hmm. He'll probably play the whole game too. That's 2K numbers taking right every there.
Shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Man, I saw a really funny golf TikTok today. a golf talk, and golf it talk. It was like some dude. He was just like, easy little putt, right? Easy little. And like he hit it and it looked like it wasn't gonna go in, so he like got really mad and he like stepped on his little putter and he like bent it, right? And like just
done that before.
So mad, right? And then the ball like ends up rolling in and then he's just like, oh my god. So funny, bro. Because oh, I just thought that was really funny because we're always like it's never over till it's over, final buzzer, it's like like never celebrate too early, but at the same time, man, like never kick your putter too early. I don't know.
that's what they say.
That's the expression around here. Man,
I saw something. We could cut back to the episode if we want, but I saw something on Instagram, like a meme, and it was Walmart like sent, I'll send it to you, but I'll just break it down right now. Walmart was like, we'd like to congratulate Sam as being chosen as our cashier of the week. She has gotten customer compliments recently for her friendly and speedy service. Way to go, Sam. And like sends a picture of Sam, you know?
Yeah.
And so just class, you know, great. Good job, Sam. Right. But then like people start like saying good things about her. And there's just some funny but obviously like fake comments that like hyping up Sam. So I want to read some if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see what I got. Okay. Way to go, Sam. I'll never forget the time when I was at Walmart to buy a birthday card for my mother, only to realize her birthday was a day before and I was never going to hear the end of it for forgetting my mother on her birthday. Sam ran eastward so fast that the earth spun the opposite direction, turning back time and allowing me to buy the birthday card and get to my mom with plenty of time to spare. Sam even upsold me some cupcakes. I went at 5:30 p.m. and left by 11. Great customer service.
Great customer service.
This one says, my father left me as a child at Walmart. And when no one else would raise me, Sam decided to take me in. Thanks to Sam, I learned to hunt, fish, and farm, and soon I became the man I was meant to be. With the skills Sam left for me, I was able to locate my father and show him that the boy he left alone at the Walmart had become a man.
Man.
It says, I lost my two kids at Walmart, and Sam gave me two more to take home.
Shout out to Sam, doing the most.
Oh. Sam was so amazing. I literally lost my child at Walmart, and Sam gave me a whole new one. What the heck, dude? These are so funny.
Have you ever, like had that experience, like getting lost? Or not like, you know, getting raised by Sam, but, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I just want to share that. That was pretty funny stuff.
Shout out to
you. Maybe there's one more that's funny.
Okay.
Okay. Last one, then we'll move on here. One day, there was no electric carts left in Walmart, and I really needed one. I wasn't hurt or anything. I just wanted to play bumper cars with my friends. Sam saw the look of sadness on my face, and after telling her my issues, she said, be right back. 2 seconds later, Sam was back with the cart. But only one. I said, Sam, I needed more than one cart so I could play bumper cars with my friend. Next thing I know, Sam is down on all fours and tells me to hop on. For the next 2 hours, Sam rams her head against my friend's cart as I rode on her back. I'll never forget the friendly and sweetie service. Shout out, Sam, man. Man. Oh, the internet is funny sometimes, man. Anyways, Random Talk Podcast.
Random Talk Podcast.
Episode 34. Should we dive into the game of the day?
Yeah. Dive right in, baby.
Dive right in. Let's pull this up here.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
You got a game of the day for us, Jason?
I
can go first.
I would appreciate that.
Oh, yay. Welcome to the Yay of the Day. If you don't know the Yay of the Day, I have the honor for this episode to introduce the Yay of the Day for those who don't know. So basically, the Yay of the Day is where we both pick a thing Hey, no, I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, the day of the days where we pick a thing in our lives, in the world, that may be overlooked or underlooked. What's overlooked? I don't know. The underdogs of the world.
Of course.
It could be something big or small, and we just choose it and shout yay, because we're grateful. Are you feeling grateful for Tyson?
So he grateful. Not. I am. I'm very, very grateful right now.
Well, I want to say my the day. Can I? Do I have
Well, I want to say my yay. Yes, Matthew, you can.
My of the day is game day. When you wake up and your team is playing today, it's just like,
I will say,
gives you something to look forward to, and woo.
I caught the first half of that BYU Arizona game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the first half. It was like first quarter. I was like,
not the best quarter.
I was like, man, this sucks. I miss Zach Wilson. So I turned it off and went to bed.
No, game's never over when it's
no,
over.
No, I wasn't giving up, like, oh, we're going to lose or whatever. I was just saying, like, I don't want to watch. But I just thought it was really funny. Anyways, yeah, keep going about your game day.
I'm just saying that's my end of the day. It's game day. You have something to look forward to. And it's just, woo. That's all I have to say.
Gotta love it, man. Gotta love game day. Did it?
What is your game of the day?
Okay. It's obscure, but they're always obscure, so I'm just gonna get right into it. My game of the day is gonna be documentaries, because thank
dude,
you.
Yes.
I was not expecting that.
No, dude, I love documentaries.
Okay, now listen. I know to a lot of people, you know, so boring, and like, what even is a documentary? Like, where's my freaking movie or whatever? No, I think when done correctly, and like, you know, because I mean, some documentaries are kind of maybe a little biased, like they're trying to pick a certain side of history or whatever to be on, depending on what kind of documentary you're watching. Last Dance. I just think sometimes, you know,
I haven't watched that yet.
I wouldn't recommend it. Anyways, I mean, like, it's cool to, like, you know, cry about Michael Jordan for like 10 episodes or whatever, but
Bishop Sycamore,
like,
let's go.
I just mean you can tell it was made by a lot of people who think Michael Jordan is like the hottest thing to ever come across the earth, so.
Which would be false.
I like to look at history from like a completely objective, I don't care about any of you kind of perspective, and then make my own opinions, you know what I mean? Like I just felt like The Last Dance, they were like trying too hard to like make you love Michael Jordan. And I mean, like, I get it, you know, a lot of people love Michael Jordan. I just don't have that same connection, because I was born in 2003.
You know who else was born in 2003?
Hey. Michael Jordan retired in 2003. So, I mean, I literally, you know, like, I just missed that completely.
Which
is really
I'm happy
funny
about.
Because,
I don't mind.
But like for example, like he retired, and then, like, you know, that was like the LeBron draft class right after that. Mm-hmm. So, like, LeBron James has been playing professional basketball as long as I've been alive.
That
which
is
just
weird.
Crazy. And like, he's still good too. But yeah, no, anyways, I like unbiased documentaries. I tried to watch one about, I'm not going to get into it because it's kind of a heavy subject, but like, I tried to watch one about 9/11. And I mean, I just.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah, it is actually
it's
in a couple of days.
Week.
Wow.
So we got to.
No!
What?
I thought you were going to say something.
No, I'm not. Shout out.
Because you were like, shout out. And I was like,
I was going to say, shout out the rescue people.
Oh yeah, no, of course. I mean, and I mean, shout out to,
because that's this week.
Shout out to just like this, like, just New York City as a whole. Obviously, you know, like, going through a lot right now. I thought it was really cool what they did with the whole like Ground Zero thing. I remember when that was, like, you know, like rebuilding it as like a kind of like a memorial type situation. I don't know specifically, you know, like all the ins and outs of it, but I just thought that was really cool that they, you know, they didn't just like pave over it and like put up a, you know, some building for some company or whatever. You know, I just thought it was cool. a good way to, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Honor and support. Anyways, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't want to get into it. I mean, that's another one that I turned off kind of early. Not because it wasn't interesting. It was really interesting.
Because Zach Wilson wasn't in it.
I was like, man, where's Zach Wilson? You know, I mean,
hey, man, you could go watch his games now.
That's true. That's true. He's playing in New York City. Funny. No, he's not. They play in New Jersey. That's where their stadium is, which is the stupidest thing. Yeah, because both the Giants, the Giants and the Jets both play there, and it's literally in New Jersey.
Dang.
They're the freaking New Jersey Jets.
NJJ.
NJJ. But yeah. I don't know. What? Yeah. Anyways.
That's the
no, they're just cool when they're done well.
Yeah. I said before, like, I'd rather watch like behind the scenes video than the actual movie. And documentaries is that kind of like same feel to it. Like it's
definitely
like maybe it's not a documentary about making a movie, but it's maybe something else. Like those nature documentaries on Disney Plus.
Hey man, like, certified nature boy.
Certified nature boy right here, Jason. But yeah, I like me a good documentary.
Me too, man.
All right, Tayson, thanks for staying for the
That's
episode.
That's what they
man.
Call me.
I appreciate you. No,
of course, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure.
Tune in to Random Talk with special guest
Tayson, certified nature boy. Done any walks lately?
Actually, yeah, I did. I went on one. I went on one. Where did I walk to? Oh yeah, I walked to McDonald's. not to go get McDonald's. I just was walking, and then all of a sudden I was at McDonald's. I was like, okay, I'll turn around now. I went for a little walk. That's where I took most of those pictures that you can see in my latest Instagram post. If you want to go follow me,
and you can also see me too.
Yes.
And
Slide eight.
Hey man, I also complicated. I also complimented you guys. Okay, not just me.
I know. I just went literally when I was like putting those together and I was like selecting those photos. I was like, man, if Matthew and Scooby just come on here and comment, just like, ew, we look so cool. Just like appreciate the rest of the pose, man. There's a lot of cool pictures.
That's why,
man.
I like the whole thing. And I don't really like when people dump their photos. Your dump, man. Your dump was looking good today.
I love that. Most people would be uncomfortable by you saying that, but I love that so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have to know.
No, I don't dump. I don't dump often.
I don't dump online.
if I ask my doctor, she'd probably say dump a little bit more if you can.
2 to 3 times a day. But,
That's crazy to me, bro. I don't know how often you're dumping.
I think on average 1.5.
We don't have to talk about this, but like 3
photo
times
dump,
a day?
Right? That's what I'm talking about.
there's
some days where, whew, that's all I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but yeah, I mean, I don't, like, I try not to dump too much just because I know nobody cares. Like there's a reason that, you know, my stuff gets, like, as much interaction as it does, just because nobody cares. But, like, I just thought it was cool just because I really liked these photos and I didn't want to, like, make, like, you know, 20 posts about each one individually or whatever. So I was just like, you know, here you go. It's my first time doing a dump, and it will probably be my last one. Just because August was just a big month for me, obviously, with, like, the birthday and everything.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I feel like dumping nowadays is good because it's kind of getting back to, like, you know, the casual Instagram, not making it as, you know, what's the word I'm trying to think of, not making it as, you know, it's more back to like the olden days of Instagram where, like, more selfies and instead of, oh, look at me, how cool I am, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool how we're bringing it back into more, like, you know, better social media instead of just,
yeah,
but still, like, don't be dumping on my feed, bro.
Don't be dumping on my feed. I mean, that's kind of thing about me. Like, I think I might have said this on a previous episode, but like, that's my whole And like, that's my whole outlook towards social media. Like, I don't like it, you know, like if I had a choice, I would not be on social media, but I just feel, first of all, I just feel like pressure to be on there just because like everybody's on there, which is not the best mindset, but yeah, no, literally like just to stay in contact with people specifically is the main reason. But I just feel like it's a good chance, you know, since I'm going to be on there anyways to talk to people, I might as well, you know, create myself a little. I personally use it as just like a, you know, just like a place to like store some really cool pictures that I like, you know?
Yeah. Good. And I think,
I mean, obviously, you know, like that's your photo app or whatever, but I just mean like, you know, like that's for everything. That's not just only the cool stuff. That's that's everything. So just to kind of make a little scrapbook of sorts, if you will, like a little digital memory book.
That's kind of cool. I like that. See, I don't post a lot on there. Like, I only have like 4 posts. And yeah, I put in my story sometimes, but I don't actually post. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know the next time I'm gonna post.
Me neither. that's why. Like, I also only have 4 posts up right now because I mean, you know, I post and delete like a crazy person just because I'm weird like that. But I mean, like, literally, if we're looking at my 4 posts, it's my sister's birthday. My sister's birthday, prom, graduation, and then graduation, and then a dump, vacation, you know, so.
And then the freak.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah.
TACPN.
I don't just be posting for no reason.
Exactly. Like, there's gotta be purpose in the posting. Like some of you
losers.
Exactly.
Just kidding. I don't know. I have such a love-hate relationship with social media, but that's okay. That's a whole other episode right there.
Me too.
All right,
to end the episode really fast. Game. called this or that.
I'm also almost out of water, so we are going to have to go ahead and end this.
I didn't drink water. I don't have water on set with me today. So.
Bro, I'm trying hard to get hydrated because I'll tell you, after I went and played basketball, I was like, let me yay the day water real quick.
Heck yeah, brother. Let's go.
I was like, man, I got to stay hydrated, bro. My lips are getting all chapped and stuff from being so dehydrated. I gotta work on myself. But yeah, no, anyways, quick game here.
Quick game of this or that. Last couple of weeks here on the pod, we've been looking back on our childhood a little bit with the movies and stuff. Today I want to – so toys and games.
Toys and games.
Nostalgia, toys and this
games
or that.
And games and toys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so, the first one.
I like it.
The first one. Now, I'm just going to say this because you did not have these growing up. And you made that very clear. Little people. You didn't have the toys of little people.
I mean, I had like friends that were shorter than me, but I mean, I wouldn't go that far. Yeah.
Fisher-Price little people.
No, I don't think so. I was definitely around people that did. Maybe like some cousins or something, but I didn't personally have that in my collection. Yeah.
Did you have Imaginext toys?
What is that?
Okay, well, screw you. We're moving on. All right, welcome to the first game, the first matchup here of this or that. Mighty Beans, do you know what those are?
we just go. I'll just say, you know.
Mighty Beans versus Bakugans, or Bakugans, or however you want to pronounce it.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm going to say the...
Yeah.
Good. That what would you say?
Oh yeah. Probably the Bakugans.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they were both very, very fun to play with. Here's one. This is not a toy or thing, so I don't know why I said that, but would you rather have a field day or a field trip in like elementary
field
school?
Field day.
I agree. Especially with my field days in Texas, bro. Legendary.
Field trips are just weird.
Well, and like, the cool ones are fun, but like the lame ones,
I just feel like I didn't ever go on any cool field trips. Like, it was just never stuff I was really particularly interested in.
Yeah,
like I went to a farm once. I didn't know, like, we didn't even do anything. We just were at a farm for a day.
Yeah. Recorders in music class or the parachute in gym class.
That's actually a tough one because
this isn't toys either. I don't know why I said toys.
For me, it's kind of like the lesser of two evils because I don't really appreciate either of these.
You didn't like the parachute one?
Well, I'm leaning towards the parachute just because
everyone did the parachute in gym class, bro.
I'm leaning. I mean, like, I like music, but I wouldn't say like second grade me playing a recorder is particularly musical. I'll say the parachute, whatever.
Everyone loves it.
Rapid fire situation. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say parachute. Boom.
iPod Touch or the very first iPad mini, because that's what I had.
iPod.
Okay, I'll take the iPad because I never had an iPod. This one's a little newer now, newer in the age of our life, but not that new. Oh, Jason's joking. Choking on some water here. On.
I'm good. I was a little ambitious with that gulp there. But no, I'm gonna say iPod just because I didn't have an iPad until like just a lot later.
Yeah, I mean, it came out later, but
yeah.
Anyways, next. Just a couple more. We got you good?
Yes.
Okay. Fidget spinner. So this is newer, but fidget spinner. Or silly bands?
I'm going to say silly bands just because, like, they look cool.
Yeah, everyone had them, bro. We all knew that one kid who had his whole left arm covered in just bracelets. Oh, for
sure. And that was about what do they call it? Fidget spinners?
Fidget
spinners. Like, I remember that wave. That was probably, like, eighth grade.
That was middle school, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I was just never really on that wave. I remember, literally everybody mm-hmm. else had them. And I was just like, it's not that I was like jealous. I was just like, well, dang, I can't get one now or else I'm going to, you know, look like it, but I'm just trying to copy everybody else or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I just never really got it, but.
Okay. Next one, Rubik's cubes or the, I didn't write it down. I described what it is because I don't know the name of it. The toy that has the ball and the string and you plop it up onto the stick.
Oh, like the kendama?
Oh, yeah. Rubik's Cube or kendama?
I'm going to say Rubik's Cube.
I don't know how to do either of those, but yes.
reason number one is because I can't solve one, I would at least like to learn or try.
Yeah.
And reason number two, because my older brothers were absolutely obsessed. When I say obsessed, I mean they were kendama-ing all up in my business. And I just have had enough of it. So I'm good.
And finally, the Wii, the Nintendo, the first Xbox.
Nintendo Wii.
Facts.
Nine times out of nine, bro.
Like, 10 times out of nine.
Yeah, no. Nothing could ever replace like those memories for me, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, bro. Man,
absolutely lit.
Now, since being back in like elementary school classroom, I get to see the new trends in the new their new fidget toys.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's all about the poppets. You know what I'm talking about? They have like this little toy that is just you know how in the wrapping paper, how in like a package you get the things you pop, package paper, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's basically but
like
that
bubble
but
wrap.
Yeah, bubble wrap, but yeah. It's just a toy. And everyone has those. And it's like, wow, like, it made me think of the things I had in school growing up. So,
yeah,
that is this or that on the podcast. And
shout out to that. Shout out to all the small children in the world doing their thing.
The little people.
Little people, man. Shout out to all my little people. Thank you for checking out season 2, episode 34 of the Ramdog Podcast.
Thank you for joining and checking out.
I realize we're not very good at like introducing ourselves at like the start of these, so I feel like maybe if you're like a newer listener, you're just like, hello. My name is Jason. That's Matthew, the other voice that you can hear. Matthew, say hi.
Hey guys, check out my YouTube channel, Podcast. You guys are Revoice Memo.
Like and subscribe.
Smash that like button. Smash it.
But yeah, no, that's us. This is what we do, at least for the foreseeable future. And sorry, bro, ever since we had that conversation, I'm just like, I can't stop thinking about it. Anyways, we appreciate you checking us out, as always, giving us your time and your energy. Be sure to go check out last week's episode if you haven't. It was a really good one. It's available on YouTube if you are more of a visual podcaster, listener, supporter, follower, bestie. But yeah, no, I mean,
ooh, sorry, I got a little something in my throat there.
I don't know if that picked up, but I just sounded really funny for a minute. But yeah, no, appreciate y'all checking us out, man. We'll be here next week. Will you? Probably not.
Oh, man.
Matthew, last thought.
No. Shout out, Charity. Nah, hit us up or hit Jason up.
Yeah, man. Hey, you I mean, well,
I feel like okay.
That's an awkward situation. We're not gonna get into that. But just know that I wish things went differently. Anyways, yeah, thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being here. Be nice to people, and we'll see you next week.
Wiggles are on TikTok, and that's cool.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.